This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
71% of dog owners have done this for their dogs. What is it? Have you done it? Do you have a dog? If you have a dog, you've probably done this. Go to the phones and say, good morning, Mackenzie. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
What's the answer?
Left the radio or TV on for them.
You have no idea. My neighbors do this for their dog all the time. That's not the answer. You're not correct with my neighbors. What's the biggest TV you've ever seen?
Right? 98-inch.
They probably have that, and it's playing usually like golf stuff, like low-impact sports. And I don't know. Okay. Charlie's having the time of his life watching sports all day. That is not the answer, Mackenzie, but have a great day. Sean, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. 71% of dog owners have done this for their dogs. What is it?
Is it brush their teeth for them?
No, but do you?
No, absolutely.
How? My dog would never. That would never happen. How do you? We give her some bitey things, but what's the process?
They got like treats that are toothbrushes.
Oh,
really?
Huh. You gotta get those.
Wait, like is it an actual toothbrush, or is it just a treat that helps clean their teeth?
It's like a chewy toy that brushes their teeth for them.
Oh wow,
awesome,
Nick.
Dude.
Amazon that.
Oh gosh, yep. I like to support my local pet stores, Weeze. So. Yeah, black wins, buddy. Sean, that's not the answer. What kind of dog do you have?
German Shepherd.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay.
Those dogs, you know those dogs freak some people out, right? Like they can look a little. Yeah, I know
Like myself.
Yeah, Weeze is afraid of clowns and German Shepherds. Those are two things you need to
know.
Growing
up as a kid, we had this dog called Trapper. It was a massive German Shepherd, two doors down. Freaked me
out. We'll just have to dress the dog up as a clown.
Perfect.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, Sean.
Sean, have a great day. Drive safe in the snow if you're moving around today. The impossible question, 71% of dog owners have done this for their dogs. What is the thing? Hi, Kiss.
Hi, is it put them on their Christmas card?
No, but of course, yeah, you got to put the dog on the Christmas card. That's got to be 100% of dog owners have done that. Not the answer we're looking for.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, all right. If you know the answer to today's impossible question, the Revitalize Your Weight Loss Center hotline is open, 716-265-0985. Call in right now. Also want to remind you, the season of giving is here, and today is Giving Tuesday. That's a real thing. Giving Tuesday, great day to give, and we are doing a great big event with Dash's Markets. Give where you live, looking for donations. So a couple ways you can do it. You can stop by Dash's and do a drop-off. This all benefits the Buffalo City Mission. It's powered by NYSEG. Now through December 19th, donate clothing, non-perishable foods. You can do that. Dash's Markets, drop a donation, and give where you live. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, it's Donna.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Are you a dog owner?
Absolutely. Two Pekingese. All right.
Oh, but describe a Pekingese. Are those little guys?
The little dust mops with a pudgy little nose.
I know exactly the dog you're talking about. You're right with dust mop. 71% of dog owners have done this for their dogs. What is it?
A massage.
A massage. Oh, man, I want to be a dog. No, not the answer we're looking for, but thank you for calling. Enjoy your dogs. Hi, Kiss. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, I wanted to try the impossible question.
Perfect. What is your first name?
Stephanie.
What is it that 71% of dog owners do for their dogs?
I think it's like get them a pillow and a blanket when they're sleeping.
Beautiful treat. Not the answer we're looking for. That's not it, but you got some lucky dogs. Hi, Kiss. Good morning.
Buying them Christmas gifts.
Not the answer we're looking for, but thank you for calling. Everyone's got their ideas of what dogs get done for them. 71% of dog owners have done this for their dogs. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. What are people doing for their dogs?
a birthday party?
Birthday party? Of course you have a birthday party, but that's not the answer we're looking for. Thank you. These are all valid things if you love your dog. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Jennifer, what is it 71% of dog owners have done for their dogs?
Share their dinner.
Not share their dinner. Hi, Kiss. 716-265-0985. That is the Revitalize Your Weight Loss Center hotline. If you got an answer to today's impossible question, tough one today. A lot of dog owners. I see you in Western New York walking your dogs. What is it that you're doing for your dogs? Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lori from Niagara Falls.
Lori, 71% of dog owners do this for their dogs. What is it?
Give them a birthday party.
Give them a birthday party. We've had that guess already. That is not the answer we're looking for. But what I do know is that you can get a lot of stuff for dogs' birthday parties. I've seen it at the stores. Hi, Kiss. What's your name?
Kylie, Joe, and Cassidy.
Kylie, Joe, and Cassidy. Are you each taking a guess?
Yeah.
What you got?
I think the vet and then purposely dropped food for them.
Millie says that's a great idea, but that's not the answer we're looking for. Are those your guesses then?
Yeah.
All right. Call back. All right. 716-265-0985. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
My name's Kim.
Kim, what is it that 71% of dog owners have done for their dogs?
Well, I know that I cover my dog up at night in my bed when I tuck him in. Oh. When he's sleeping with me before I go to bed, I cover him up on my bed.
We like put the blankets over and make sure he's all tucked in.
Oh, that's love.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Some people wish their significant other did that.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't do it for a person, but definitely for a dog. That's not the answer we're looking for, but you sound like a beautiful human. Thank you. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Danielle. Is it cancel their plans?
Danielle, it is cancel their plans. I can't possibly go out tonight. I have to stay with my dog. Yeah. That's happened.
I've definitely done that.
I have done it too.
Tell me the situation. You don't have a dog.
Oops.
Liar. Danielle, tell me about your situation when you had to cancel plans because of your dog. What was the sitch?
Oh, it was just, my dog's not feeling good. I got to take care of my dog. Mm-hmm. I can't go out. I just, my dog's not feeling good.
How much truth was in that statement when you made it?
Maybe like 75%.
Yeah. No, it's just some truth. I appreciate that. Danielle, you got it. Today's impossible question. Yes, cancel plans so you can spend time with your dog. Big winner with today's impossible question. Congratulations, Danielle. It's Kiss 98.5.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.